Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We tried to. There's negotiating tactics. You're working 20 different things at a time. These things happen. Sometimes you see something on Twitter and aren't able to get it done.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right. We got to talk some football before we get out of here. They got a game Sunday now, damn it.
We're going to do it right now.
But I got to give Butch some credit. And Evan's going to back me up. He sent the footage of McGetty, who I didn't hear, and the boss thought it was funny. Stoney, that's not the worst travel I've ever seen. And Evan, was that the worst? That I was waiting on the travel.
Compared to some of these guys?
No, the worst one was the Beal one.
That's a misdemeanor.
The worst one was the Beal one that we saw yesterday, I want to say, against the Pelicans.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, but even the one that they based the segment, like the Giannis travel that
incredible.
They didn't call.
They ran.
Took seven steps.
And I got to say this before we get back to it. Why did I like McGetty? He can get to the line, Steiny.
Because, well, because all he did was score. He wasn't a great team player. Wasn't interested in defense.
Oh, McGetty. He was ripped,
and was the quintessential isolation player.
Yeah, no doubt.
Oh, and that's true. Great Uncle Looney here. You had body envy, which made you like him.
No, him and T.O.
Yeah. All right. It seems like we're going to have Mac Jones at quarterback against the New York Giants. Wow. And this is, Guru had heard this a day ago and wanted to talk about it. Phil Sims was on yesterday with a morning roast, and Phil Sims was talking about the Brock Purdy, Mac Jones situation. And this is what Guru stuck out to Guru, and take a listen. Phil Sims.
You know, I'm not speaking for Brock Purdy. Okay, I looked him up before we went on to see the injury report, and I said, oh, my God, this is crazy, this injury report. But as a quarterback standing on the sideline, the other guys out there, you want the team to win, but you hope the quarterback doesn't play real well. I mean, that's simple. And you know what's the truth? Anybody says it's not, then you know, I'm not going to say they're lying, but they're lying.
That, like, and I miss Phil on the broadcast, Steiny. That is incredible, man. You sit up here, you don't do it specifically. You do it sometimes. You think Carson Wentz, and this is my exhibit A, wanted to see Nick Foles win that damn Super Bowl? No, he could never tell you. He's like, yeah, let's go. But come on, Steiny, I'm just keeping it real, man. Come on, that's it. I appreciate a former quarterback saying that, and he had to watch that. Jeff Hostetler won that Super Bowl.
Yeah, but wasn't Sims hurt?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But still,
so
you kind of don't want your back guy.
I mean, to me, it's different.
I know it's not everybody, but that's how I would. It would just sour the moment just a tad bit.
To me, it's different. Didn't Carson Wentz, when he was with Philly, like,
almost hurt? He was going to be MVP. He was about to be MVP.
Right, they were like 12-2,
yeah.
Right? Or something.
They, they were great.
They had a great record.
Yeah.
He got hurt.
In LA.
Missed the playoffs.
Yeah.
They won the Super Bowl. To me, that's different than, because once you're hurt,
there's no choice.
I'm going to root for my team once I'm hurt.
Well, let's be honest then. Because Brock is the guy next door, and he looks like it's not. I'm just saying he's a good dude.
Okay.
Is Phil insinuating Brock, you know, he could never, he could tell maybe his missus or his mom. He ain't rooting for Mac not to light it up.
Yes, he is. I think he is. I mean,
we're all human. There's no wrong answer here. And nobody could say what they really, truly feel. But Brock just got the bag, so he's secure, man.
No.
But you need to get, man.
I mean, if you don't think that a starter doesn't want his replacement to play well, you think that's not the case, you're crazy. You're crazy.
You don't give any credence to that being on the flip side.
My point is this, and I'll say it. Not everybody is like that.
Okay.
Most people are like it, and anyone who's ever played sports and has seen a replacement come in and play well, it sucks. Sorry, it does. And you think you're better than that guy. Wow. And you don't want him to play well.
That's all, man.
Those are facts.
No doubt. And that's called a human, man. Those are real feelings, and I'm not saying it's right, but my goodness.
So, and honestly, okay, and I get it. Joe Straining started, and I came off the bench. We were really good friends. He was a senior. I was a sophomore. Every single game he started, I hope he struggled to start the game. That's, so I would get in with 15 minutes left in the half rather than 9.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, and we were friends. Yeah. I would tell him, I hope you're terrible tonight.
Yeah.
I want to play.
Yeah.
So, Doug in Berkeley. What's up, Doug in Berkeley? How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing great today, guys. I'm doing great. How are you?
All right, Doug.
Doing well.
Happy Halloween, Doug.
Happy Halloween. Happy Halloween. End of the month. Thanksgiving's coming. We're moving on to football season. We don't know where we're going with the quarterback situation. It is what it is. You know, one of the truest phrases ever, and I didn't think I heard it until I was in my 20s. It is what it is. that's so damn true. But anyway, regarding Phil Simms and what he said, I think that for most of us, everybody's different, but for most of us, what he said is spot on. You want the team to win, but you're hoping that the other guy doesn't light it up. Except if you make it to the Super Bowl, your team's in the Super Bowl, you're rooting for Nick Foles. You're rooting for whoever is that's a different situation. That's a different animal. And so you're rooting for the third stringer, if he gets in there, to light it up. So it's different than just regular season games. That's my thought. I don't know what you guys think, but that's my thought.
Yeah, it's mine too. Like, let's say Brock Purdy comes back and the 49ers go on a little roll, and the last week of the season, Purdy gets hurt, but they finish 10-7 and they're going to the playoffs, and just by some strange reason, they get hot and they win a Super Bowl with Mac Jones.
Right.
Like, I am kind of with the last caller that I think Brock Purdy would want Mac Jones to win a Super Bowl for the 49ers. And from there, Purdy would obviously become a Super Bowl champion. And as a guy who's gotten to a Super Bowl and an NFC championship, I don't know. I mean, are people really going to then say, well, Brock didn't win a Super Bowl, but Mac Jones did? Maybe.
Yes.
But that's, yes.
But in saying so, Stoney, real quick, but that would be matter of fact. That would, that would be the truth.
And what I'm telling you is 10 years from now, if the 49ers win a Super Bowl this year, like, nobody's going to remember it was Mac Jones instead of Brock Purdy, I don't think.
But I just brought up Jeff Hostetler. I just brought up Nick Foles.
Yeah.
We still remember.
Yes, they will.
Like, yeah. I can't believe you said
that,
Stoney.
There's a lot of people that's believe that Nick Foles is a better quarterback than Carson Wentz.
Man.
Well, he was.
And I don't think Carson Wentz has been the same since that. I can't blame it all on that, Evan, but I'm with you.
I'm just saying, like, Brock Purdy's played 3 years, gone to a Super Bowl, gone to an NFC West title. Now, he quarterbacks the 49ers this year into the playoffs, because the story would be he comes back this week or next week and they get to the playoffs. Then let's say, wins a couple playoff games. And he gets hurt.
Oh,
can't play in the Super Bowl, but Mac Jones wins it. I mean,
they're going to remember that. Yeah. Like, Lorenzo Neal talks about all the time that.
But he's a player.
Drew Brees
Philip Rivers started an AFC Championship game where Billy Volek finished the prior playoff game, and they all wanted Billy Volek to start the AFC Championship and believe that they would have had a better chance to win.
No.
That's incredible.
I get that. I'm just saying.
Damn.
I'm just saying 10, 15, 20 years from now, it'll become a little convoluted because Purdy will have quarterbacked most of the time through this era. And if Jones happened to quarterback the Super Bowl and they win it, I don't know. I mean,
well, Phil he would Sims get credit, lived it. Do you feel like that's
but he
why
won a Super Bowl? Phil Sims won a Super Bowl with one of the greatest performances of all time.
Yeah, but he also watched his backup win 1-2.
Right, and what I'm saying is nobody holds it against Phil Sims because he didn't quarterback the second Super Bowl because he had one in his pocket already. So, yeah, maybe if Purdy if Mac Jones wins the Super Bowl, obviously people are going to remember it was Mac Jones like they remember it was Trent Dilfer.
Well, let's do us three, you know, because I'm out and you're out. We, you know, the show's healthy. We get judged on numbers. Let's just be honest, Donnie. What if you were out for 2 weeks or a month, the ratings come out, and Evan and I are doing something you and I have never done? You wouldn't be mad at Evan, nor would I, but I got to believe your competitive juice is nothing against Evan. It would hit different had, you know, we just lost. But if the boss says, yeah, when Evan and Goo are in there, it's higher than when it's you and me, wouldn't you? Nothing towards Evan, but that would hit different to me. And I'm being honest. Like,
And I'll be honest if you want to know my opinion.
There's a bigger dynamic. Yeah.
And I'll be honest if you want to know what I'm feeling. Yeah. Right now, if that were to happen, I wouldn't care. I wouldn't care. I've been in the league 40 years. I wouldn't care. Now, when I was 28, 30, 40,
well, Brock's closer to that.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
Exactly. So I'm saying, yeah, there's probably more credence to that.
Yeah.
Like Brock would care.
The fans would also remember, well, I don't know about the show, but if Brock Purdy doesn't win a Super Bowl,
I'm with you, man.
Isn't the quarterback winning Super Bowl,
right?
Then people would remember him as the quarterback who couldn't win a Super Bowl. And Mac Jones would be the guy.
No doubt, man.
Because he's been to one and they lost.
So all I'm saying is if Purdy gets him there and he can't finish the Super Bowl or doesn't start the Super Bowl, of course he's going to go down as a guy who's never won the Super Bowl as a starting quarterback.
And the fans would remember that. And you're saying maybe not?
I mean, Stiney. But what if Purdy goes... What if his record this year is 8-3 going into the Super Bowl? He gets hurt. Like, I think people would say it was more tough luck than Purdy couldn't get it done.
I don't want to speak for Evan, but this is how I look at it. I look at Brock. He's 0-1 in the bowl. So forget the 8-3. I hear you, Stiney, as part of it, but you don't think fans would be like, oh, yeah, when you got your chance, not that it was all your fault, you didn't get it done.
Well, I watched the game. I don't look at it like that. I don't think it was Purdy's fault in that game.
No, and I'm saying the same thing.
I think he was one of the least responsible for that loss. So I don't go in and say, I don't think Brock Purdy can't win a Super Bowl. And if he doesn't win a Super Bowl, to me, it's not because he blew his opportunity. His team didn't win. And he had guys on his team who didn't play well.
So you don't think it would be basically a bad look for him?
I can't say it probably would be. Like, it probably would be because I know how fans are.
Okay.
I'm just telling you how I would be. That's all I'm telling you. That if he comes back, they go 7-3, they get to the Super Bowl, Mac wins it, I'm not going to think, boy, I don't know if they get it done with Brock Purdy because, you know, he lost that first one. That's just me. Like, I will not look at it like Brock Purdy can't get it done.
He'd be a part of the story, but he's not the story in that hypothetical.
Well, to me it is more that I believe you guys might be right that people would look back on Purdy and say, well, he didn't win one. You know, Mac Jones won one.
Yeah.
That's right, and that's going to be fair. I don't think that. I don't subscribe to that stuff. I just don't. I don't.
You don't look at Carson Wentz any different? I mean, he basically got them to the playoffs that year.
Right.
And he was an MVP candidate.
Yeah.
Right, but there's also the of what happened to Wentz after that, after he came back, he never seemed to be the same player again.
Yeah, but he was still great that season.
He was, but that got camouflaged a little because after that season, we started saying Carson Wentz stinks.
Well, his career went down the tubes, but my point is, like, you also camouflage Brock Purdy's first 2 years with last season. A lot of people do. So if he doesn't quarterback a lot this year and Mac Jones takes a team to the Super Bowl and they win, that does reflect poorly on Brock Purdy.
Right, and that's why I don't disagree with that, and that's why I made the reclarification that if Brock comes back and gets him there and gets hurt again, here's my only point. My only point is that I don't I get it. If Mac Jones were to win a Super Bowl, he'd win a Super Bowl and Brock wouldn't. But to me, that wouldn't be an indictment on Brock Purdy. It just wouldn't. But we can talk about it.
But it would be proof that Mac Jones did something with him as the captain.
He won a game.
That Brock hadn't got.
He's 1-0. He's right. He's 1-0. And I guarantee you, if he were to win a Super Bowl, I just have a hunch that Mac Jones wouldn't dominate the game. I have a hunch they'd have to win a well-rounded football game.
I got a question for you, and I know Niner fans don't want to hear this, but since we're here, Stani, if that scenario played out, and let's just say Brock got hurt and Mac got him to that level, I think after that, as an organization, you got to reconvene to say, do we go away from Mac, or is Mac our guy?
I would agree with that.
Okay, all right.
I don't disagree with that.
Evan, you disagree with that?
I just don't buy into.
It's a bad blemish.
But I just don't. I just don't. First of all, they're probably not going to win it this year, so we don't have to worry about it. But I don't know. I don't. It's on his resume, but I don't speak like Brock Purdy, comma, couldn't get it done in the Super Bowl, comma, is still a pretty good court. Like, I don't know. There was just so much that happened in that game. And this is where I'm going to channel my inner Willard. Like,
Will,
it's the biggest team sport going with 22 guys. And sometimes a quarterback can be great and you lose the game. And now we're going to hold it against the quarterback as he can't get it done. I can't stand like, he couldn't win the big one. Okay,
well, Steve Young talks about it all the time, and he got it done.
He didn't lose the big one either.
Well, he lost to Dallas twice.
Who?
Steve Young.
No, I'm talking about Purdy.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
no, I hear you.
So.
Well, Evan, you didn't hear. I was telling Steiny, and Steiny actually agreed with me, and I'm shocked. Like, let's just say that scenario played out to where Mac was able to back up to lead the team to the Super Bowl. I then think, forget contract or not, you got to reconvene as an organization, and if it looked great and good and it got you the bowl, you got to think about, do we just pull the plug on this Mac situation? And Steiny agreed, like, you would have to have that conversation. Now,
I think they've done that in just about every one of those scenarios. Well, you could even go back to, what was it, Trent Green to Kurt Warner?
Yeah.
And Kurt Warner was undrafted and became
a
legend. Yeah. Like, people don't think about Trent Green in St. Louis.
It's true.
Wow.
This from the YouTube chat. Maybe I haven't made myself clear. Michael Alanis. That's hogwash, Steiny. Brock doesn't want Mac to light it up. He knows. I agree. I'm with you. I don't think Brock wants him to light it up. And if I was not clear, no. That Guru said, well, Brock's not as old as you, Steiny. And I was like, yeah, that's probably why he. I agree. I don't think he wants Mac to light it up.
This is about psychology, guys, right? But Evan and Steiny, this is so outside the box. But just tell me if you're giving me the bucket or not. Austin Reeves has scored 50-something points and 40-something points without Luka and LeBron. And I look to my right and it says, Luka looks like he's a go tonight. And I feel whatever's hampering Luka got a little easier, Steiny, to be like, let me get back in so my boy don't, for the third game, go bonkers. I could be totally wrong, but as a human, I believe Austin Reeves balling without those two made whatever's Ellen Luca just feel a tad bit better for him to be available this evening.
No. That's going too far.
It might be a little motivating.
Come on, man. Luca ruined them all.
That one I'm not going. Luka Doncic is worried about...
Just a little too much shine for you. Give me the keys back and let's split that 50 up 25 or 30, 20. But you've never seen a movie to Mac. Goldie, you're getting too big. And I'm just telling you, Stoddy, that's funny to me. My buddy out there just busting buckets on everybody. Luka might be a... Okay. That's just how I think.
I mean, one thing's for sure, he ain't getting 40 tonight. I mean, seriously.
That's what I guess I'm saying. He ain't getting 40 tonight. He ain't getting 40 tonight if Luka plays. That's for sure.
Luka.
Yeah.
If Luka's a real teammate, Reeves will get 40 tonight.
You know what? I don't disagree with that. And you know what? I don't put it past Luka. I'm kidding there a little bit.
Oh, boy. I got something. Text line, Stoney.
I'll be the judge of that.
Careful, Daryl. The show was pretty damn good yesterday. E-Dog is a Thundercat. Love you all. Have a good weekend. Happy
Summers
Halloween.
Is a Thundercat.
Oh, dude, I got to go hear it. The streets are talking. How long was the interview?
It lasted about 7 hours.
Hey, Stoney.
Yeah.
Boss said it might not have rated that poorly.
You know what? I feel like replaying it.
I want to hear it. Dude.
Who cut it up?
I really enjoyed it.
I'll tell you what, you want to talk about a sound impossible to cut.
Dude.
Steve Summers.
Man.
That sound.
So he was just going, huh? You couldn't stop him?
He's like Reeves.
You know what he was like? He was like the opposite of a runaway train. He was like, you ever see one of those trains that's got a lot of freight and they're going about 7 miles an hour, but it still's going to take them 6 miles to stop the train?
Okay.
That was him.
That's wow. Well, he had a good time, though.
Oh, I hope he did. He was a good sport.
Yeah. And Evan with the analytics, if the boss said it didn't rain. Man, I texted him yesterday.
Steve Summers?
No, the boss. Uh-huh. I hadn't heard the interview. He checked on me. That's why I love him. And then I said, hey, because I love this show and I'm a team guy, how did the interview go? I can't say what he responded, but let's just say it wasn't as glowing as you two said, Evan.
All I will say is I was left speechless by the end.
And I heard you were laughing. Stitches.
If he would have been drinking milk, it would have come out of his nose. It was one of those laughs. He could not control himself.
He was great, man. I'm sorry.
He had, like, Evan for about a minute had nothing. He just had nothing. I'm filibustering talking about
the topics.
He couldn't stop laughing after we hung up. You know what it was reminiscent of? It was reminiscent in a little way of when the Warriors lost Game 7. I hope
I'll never forget this
the right way because I love him.
Yeah.
It was when the Warriors lost Game 7 to the Cavaliers, and I joined you and Zachariah after the game, and Zachariah could not function.
Yeah.
He couldn't function.
Yeah. I remember. That's a great pool, man.
So, anyway.
Who takes longer, Goo with his question or Steve's answers?
Steve who? Oh, Summers. Yeah.
Oh, God. No, that's your McGetty.
Well, I thought Swift Steve Kersam.
That's your McGetty.
No, it
is. It is. No, dude, but sometimes you get loud and it sounds like it's personal. And then I got mechanisms that tune out. Might be 4 or 3 seconds.
Speaking of the boss, he put something together we can play on the other side for you.
Oh, nice.
He is pretty creative.
Does it take 20 minutes?
It took about as long as it took for Goo to forget you said Corey McGetty.
Which is getting a lot of run. It wasn't that.
Yeah, it was.
Dude, you were screaming before then.
I said, you were talking about a walk, and I said, well, all walks must answer to Corey McGetty. I had to raise my voice because you were in an unstoppable mood at that point, and I had to say, Corey, and now I know. Okay. I'll... You don't have to listen to me. What's coming up on the game? Brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good. Also, a reminder, Steve Kerr. Steve Kerr will join Willard and Dibs at 3:30 today. Where? Right here on 95.7 The Game.
Let me tell you something. This guy is a ball player.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm going to go look for the greatest walk of all time that they didn't have on there, and that's the Corey Maggette walk that...
You can't come up with the old guys. They didn't do that. Dominique, George,
you watch what
Kerr,
I find.
Kobe's. They didn't use that. This is out of control.
A few moments later.
I don't remember this, but Butch just texted us three. The worst travel in NBA history. Corey Maggette.
Right, that's what I said.
I don't remember that one.
Did you just hear me say Corey Maggette?
No.
Two minutes ago and talk about him for 30 seconds?
If we're being real, I love him. But to get through my job, and there are some tune outs. That's not on purpose.
Guru.
So you said Maggette.
I know. I said the greatest walk of all time not called was one Corey Maggette did with the Warriors. I'll go find it.
All right. Okay. Well, Butch gave it to us.
And you have no recollection of that. It happened 90 seconds ago. No recollection.
I was so excited to say my worst travels.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right.
But you do know
Boss
sometimes.
Isn't very busy
today. That was great, dude. One of the best shows ever made. You do understand. It's not at me. Sometimes you just get loud.
You know,
and it's violent loud.
Now, this is the third time you've said this.
No, but you do.
Do you know who you are?
Mine's out of love.
Okay. You know what? I'm going to be honest with you. We need to drop this subject. Because if you're actually going to sit there and talk about volume.
No, I got you. Totally get where you're going. But yours sounds like you're really just like, oh, you would stab me with a knife if you had one.
It's the only, sometimes you have to.
Juwan Jennings.
Sometimes you have to break through somehow.
That is great. I did not hear you say Maggette, but Butch did. Oh, man. That wasn't that the most egregious walk. Evan and I both agree with we've seen.
Okay.
Yeah. Westbrook, that dude walked to half court.
So the 49ers are probably going to use Mac Jones today.
Oh, yeah.
This weekend, rather. Brock Purdy. And Jennifer Lee Chan was on with the Morning Roast today, and this is game five games in a row. This is the fifth game Brock's going to miss if he does. And the question is, why didn't they put him on the injured list?
I asked Kyle Shanahan that specifically. I'm like, why did you not put not only Brock Purdy, but Ricky Pearsall, Yetur Gross-Matos, like all those guys, why did they not go on IR? And he's like, you know, everything was kind of iffy. We thought they were going to be back faster than they were. And I think part of it is also you think about when a guy is on IR, he can't practice at all. Brock being limited allows him to still work on his timing with guys like Kendrick Bourne, who he hasn't worked out with a lot. I mean, right, because Kendrick Bourne got in week two. So for him to be out there and be able to throw to guys that he doesn't have a whole lot of experience with, I think only sets him up for more success when he does get out there. So he's throwing to guys like Demarcus Robinson and Kendrick Bourne. So I think that helps him in his transition when he goes back in. So he's not going in cold. So if he goes on IR, he can't practice at all. And then they have to open up his window. And then will he be ready that week? Probably not. So it does make sense to have a guy not go on IR if it's a quarterback.
All right. That was Jennifer Lee Chan of NBC Sports Bay Area.
I buy that.
I buy it, but what was the upside of it or downside? The
what
upside,
if I tell you until maybe we see him, that rapport, him throwing the ball, if he's been doing that, will help alleviate the rust. I know it's a stretch, but until we see Brock, we won't know, kind of.
So the biggest takeaway there to me is not only have the 49ers gotten hurt, but they've taken longer to recover than the team thought they would.
Yeah.
So there's two problems now.
Mm.
Clearly, they thought Purdy would be back by now. Clearly, they thought Purdy would be back by now. So it was more serious than they believed.
Now,
clearly, right?
Go ahead. I'm sorry. We had a conversation last segment just about backup quarterbacks and who you know, if they're rooting for the starters, rooting for their backup. But I do wonder if Purdy rushed himself back against Jacksonville because Mac Jones had won the two games against the Saints and the Cardinals. We'll never know, but if you're being real, Snotty, I wonder if that had something to do with him thinking he felt better than he did.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, man, this about to be five game, and do you think he's coming back against the Rams? Or is it that Tuesday, that magical Wednesday of next week, the toe feels all of a sudden better?
If the 49ers, let's say the 49ers win this weekend, and next Thursday or Friday, Purdy says, I feel good. I think I can go against the Rams. We're 6-3. Mac is, what is he, full 5-2? So whatever. Do you just go right back to Purdy when he is healthy?
I think he's earned that. And I think, Mac, you tell me what you think if I'm being too hard because it's not one player game, but I think he's come down to earth some. He's not playing bad at all. But if I know that Brock's taking me to two NFC championship games and obviously the Super Bowl, Steiny, I owe it to him. And he might be like, man, I'm so mad at the world that I didn't miss this many games. I'm ready to go back and you're gonna tell me to chill? I think Brock would go right back in. If you were Kyle, isn't that how you'd play it?
That's a great question, and my answer is I'm not sure. If they beat the New York Giants and they're 6-3,
what's that conversation like to Brock? If you're saying we're running with,
we're waiting a week. It's really that simple. We're going to wait a week, Mac. This is a game against the Rams. That's going to be a tough game anyway. I don't think they're going to beat the Rams.
Mac beat them last time. Question is, will he get a second crack at it?
Yeah.
95.7 The Game. Breaking news.
Well, a minor update that's been a little different. Per Nick Wagner of ESPN, Brock Purdy is questionable for Sunday's game against the Giants. Kyle Shanahan says Purdy has got a chance to be available, but Mac Jones will start.
Oh, so okay. Go ahead, Goo. What do you think?
I'm getting Lamar Jackson vibes because, you know, Baltimore's under fire for how they said he was available and then he wasn't playing. So, obviously, it sounds like if I'm hearing Evan correct, if there's a capacity he could play, it would be backup.
Sounds like he might just be the emergency guy.
And then I'm asking Evan, I know you guys and Stani, you're not a Goodell, but don't you have to have a designation in by Friday?
It's questionable.
But so do you go up to Sunday right before 9:51 or 57 and take a shot and then say, hey, whatever we reported, just
he's questionable. He may play, may not.
Like, just like Kyler Murray is against Dallas Monday night.
I don't think they're getting
accused of playing with the system.
I mean, he's questionable, and he said Mac. Like, he also announced Mac Jones is a starter, pretty much. Mm. So,
because you know, if you do this, Donnie, and they're doing it, I'm not saying they're not. I'm not saying they're up to something, but you confuse the other team, and you can say there's not too big of a difference or contrast with Mac and Purdy, but one is more mobile when he's healthy, and that's Brock. To put something on the Giants' mind just by not knowing who it is, or taking a little more time to come up with a game plan. If they even vary that much from Brock and Mac.
Exactly.
But one's more mobile than the other.
There it is. There's the only thing you got to be aware of. They're the same quarterback. One's got more mobility. So, guys, that's the other thing. And maybe this is, I don't know what you think of it. You don't have to game plan differently for Purdy or Mac Jones. The game plan is against Kyle Shanahan's system. Mm. I don't think it really has to do with a specific quarterback, especially those two who have some similarities outside of, the mobility stuff.
Mm. And how mobile is Brock going to be with a bad toe?
Yeah, I don't know.
Or turf toe. I don't know what I mean?
But my question is, if Mac Jones and the 49ers win this game Sunday, and let's say they look pretty good, 28-17.
All right.
Mac has 288 throwing, 70% completion, two or three touchdowns without a pick. Then I do think you ask yourself, do we want to bring Brock Purdy back against the LA Rams? He hasn't played in a month and a half against the Rams. Or is it, if he's ready, he's playing against anybody when he's ready?
And I think it's the latter, partner.
Now, you might be right. You definitely might be right.
But I could be wrong. And could you imagine the vitriol that would come if that is the game that Brock returns and somehow they lose at home and Mac beat them on the road? You think fans are just going to flush that out and not compare, contrast?
Exactly. Exactly. So I could see a scenario if the 49ers win Sunday, knowing that the Rams are going to be a brutal game, maybe you start Mac again, and if things go sideways, then you just bring Purdy back the next week.
Man, on the YouTube chat, Stani and Guru Vacation Tracker, love these nonsensical hypothetical questions. If Mac wins this weekend, Stani, he says there's no chance he doesn't play versus the Rams. But I don't think there's a double up. You got to put the respect on what Brock is, and he's your franchise quarterback. If he's ready to go and he's battled 5 weeks to get back, I'm just being real, Stani. I think you give him a chance.
Yeah, I don't know what they're going to do, but I do not think it's as simple as that anymore. And here we go.
What you got?
Jim Mole.
Our man.
Jim Mole says, oh, no, this isn't Jim. This is somebody else.
Why did you think it was him?
It is Mole. My bad. Goo, are you saying that contracts and what you've done in the past takes precedence over who is currently playing better at the position? If so, you would not be the only one.
My nickname is CNN Jim Mole, and my dad always said, Norman Johnson, follow the money. But the reason they call me CNN, Stani, is there's politics and everything. And I believe that contract Brock's got that kicks in next year, that means a whole lot. And that's why I believe he's got the gravitas to, not get something for free or not that he's earned. I know you got mad at this last week. I'm going to try it this one. Isn't this somewhat, you can't lose your job to injury,
What happened to Moses Moody? How'd Moses Moody get kicked out of the starting lineup?
But I got to say this principle. To that. Were they the equal player, though? Wouldn't we say Kuminga, when playing well, is a better at the
Moody's
game?
Moody's been better for the last 2 years than Kuminga.
Yeah, but Kuminga hadn't been his best self. So now that Kuminga's showing signs, you know what I mean.
Right. Moody did nothing to lose his job. I don't think. He was penciled in to be the starter. Kerr acknowledged that. He didn't play the first two games. Kuminga played well. And then, guess what, Moody? You're done.
But don't we always have to double back and say, or go to, who, when both are at their best, who's better? Forget the stopgap, because that was Moody.
Well, first of all, okay, so yeah, Jonathan, then let's put the rat on the table.
Okay, brought to you by
Jonathan
Echo.
Kuminga played two good games and bumped Moses Moody from the starting lineup. Like, that's, like, or, these are facts. Or, these are what happened.
I'm not mad at you, but what if you're right and you get the victory lap of saying you saw something for Kuminga in the preseason?
Listen, it's not about the decision.
You said that.
Guru.
And I got
Steve
mad at you.
Kerr was going to start Moses Moody.
Facts.
Moody missed the first two games. Kuminga played two good games. Kerr said, I'm not going to start Moody now. I'm going to start Jonathan Kuminga. So, Moody did nothing to get bumped from that job.
So that's why you're
Kuminga
saying
took it,
to hell with, you can lose your job to injury.
I guess. Sure. And like we saw it here with Harbaugh and Alex Smith.
I mean, that was incredible.
And Cap.
Yeah.
The bottom line
but
is
Cap looked like he was about to be a superstar.
Well, Mac Jones looks pretty good next to Brock Purdy.
Yeah.
So.
But not so good to where Brock ain't going to be able to go when he's ready.
Here's the other thing. You look at it one way, and I always look at it the other.
Yeah.
Well, you say he's their franchise quarterback. You just paid him.
Oh, my God.
He's under contract. Play him. I look at it the other way. He's under contract. You did pay him. So if you feel right here and right now, Kyle Shanahan, that Mac Jones gives you a better chance to win, then he's got to play. And Brock Purdy, hey.
But are you opening up Pandora's box?
What if
he goes on a roll and wins this? They would love to deal with it if they're Super Bowl champions. But I'm like, where do you draw the line?
I think people sometimes think that, like, a coach, Purdy is one of the highest paid quarterbacks right now, top 10.
Yeah.
He's got, like, yes, he's their starting quarterback, but if Kyle Shanahan believes Mac Jones gives them a better chance to win right now, and let's say for the next few weeks, oh, well, what about Mac Jones? I'm sorry, Brock Purdy. Yeah. What about Brock Purdy? I'm sorry if I'm Kyle Shanahan, I'm saying, what about Brock Purdy? Well, I mean, we paid him. Right. So he's paid. He's paid. Like, he, good. We love him, but you have no clout. We just gave you all the money. We think right now Mac's better. Deal with it. Like, seriously.
I just want, and the reason I said politics, I hear you, is you open yourself up to second guessing, like, how's that contract?
Okay, he's opened himself up to second guessing. If you put Brock Purdy out there against the Rams, and he absolutely,
but see, I feel like
terrible.
That's different just from a health standpoint, because you really can't. You know, all you can go on right now is how Brock's telling you he feels. But Steiny, you talk about what I'm getting for $3.5 million or $4 million from one guy who can, if he got hot and took him somewhere, as opposed to what you paid Brock. You know, you open yourself up to that, and they might say, "Hey, Goo, that's fine. We're still winning. To hell with it."
I just think we underestimate how cold-hearted Kyle Shanahan can be if he needs to.
Because he was with Lance.
And here's the other thing. You know what? We want to spend 3 or 4 years talking about how great Brock Purdy has been, how he is an incredible team player, how he is such a mature adult, how he's the grown-up in the room. Guess what? Cash your paycheck. Get better and prove you're better than Mac Jones. This is Kyle Shanahan from moments ago about the quarterback situation. Take a listen.
This is the first time that Brock has been questionable here and not out. What does that mean as far as possible availability for Sunday's game?
I mean, he's got a chance to be available.
Do you have a chance to start?
No, Mac's going to be starting.
Right. Oh, well, there, wow. That's what Evan meant. Well, yeah, so we... Man,
I mean,
yeah, no, I get it.
Could I say this right now?
Yeah.
There's your proof. Brock Purdy may be active and not start. There's your answer, right?
But there's a few different ways to look at it.
Yeah, he's right. He hasn't been active. He's been hurt. Now they're saying he could dress and play, but he's not going to start.
Now, I'll tell you what.
There it is.
This will be in the super diamond lane, the fast lane of what we're going to talk about next week if he has no setbacks, because now you're right. He just told. He put the right on the table and said, your boy can go if need be.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm sorry. I do find that interesting. He's healthy enough to be active, but he's not healthy enough to start.
Spadoni text, Donnie, tell me what you think. If he's healthy enough to play, then he should start. End of story.
Okay. That's certainly an opinion. But Kyle Shanahan doesn't
Like what you just said?
Exactly.
Kyle for how long? Share that.
Until Brock can prove to him that he's not the quarterback he was the last time he went out on the field.
Man.
So, man.
Chalk one up for Mac Jones. I'm just saying, because you are right. Or is this?
By the way, tell Spadoni.
You could tell him he's listening.
Spadoni, get working on your kids' Halloween costumes. Let's go. And no store-bought ones.
Those are the best ones.
They're the worst ones.
Evan got his from Amazon.
No, he didn't.
No, you're so-called friends.
Here's the one thing. Have you noticed Halloween costumes, when they're judging, a store-bought costume never, ever, ever wins.
I got to say something. I don't want to get fired. Kevin, can I tell you and Stoudy what I think about contests?
I think
he thinks it's in. When it comes to the costume judging. Did you?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hear me. I think the fix is in.
Oh, okay. This is Shanahan. I didn't see it down there. The back and forth.
You've discussed it's a delicate situation with the toe. You don't want to have it aggravated again. I mean, this obviously has a chance to play. So how do you, I guess, balance that? Like, he could play, and that means he could aggravate it again. I mean, is his toe fully healthy?
What's the question? Is his toe fully healthy? No, it's not fully healthy.
It's not fully healthy, so there's a chance, you know, he gets out to play. So you just... I mean, there's a risk with it, I guess. Obviously, there's a risk always, but there's a risk that he could aggravate it again.
Yes, I think you just answered your own question. Obviously, there's a risk with everything. But yes. Can you hurt it again? Yes.
I wasn't feeling Kyle on that. But the bottom line is, Stoddy, that's why Max started and that toe ain't ready to go. You're going to be out there, give him the old, I'm going to go try. But that toe ain't ready to go.
But there it is. I think the answer is very simple.
Yeah, when
Brock Purdy, and according to Kyle Shanahan, right now, Mac Jones gives him a better chance to win than the condition that Brock Purdy is in right now physically. But Brock Purdy gives you a better chance of winning with his limitations than that other dude.
I won't sign off on that until he's inserted into being the starter.
No, it's not. But no, what I'm saying is, why would he elevate? Purdy was out for the last month.
Okay, gotcha.
He's available, but he's clearly not healthy.
No
but
doubt.
Kyle Shanahan has made a determination that even with Brock's turf toe, he's not as good as Mac, but he's better than Martinez.
All right.
That's all.
Yeah.
So,
and the reason he's not starting, though, is I believe the toe is not all the way healthy, and if he had to come in some type of fashion as the backup, he's willing to deal with the repercussions if Brock were to re-aggravate the toe, right?
Yes. Yep. Absolutely.
And then who knows where you are then?
Absolutely. I mean, here's my question.
I don't know why I'm saying wow.
And if Dibbs and Willard want to start their show this way, they can. Here would be my response to this.
This is the first time that Brock has been questionable here and not out. What does that mean as far as possible availability for Sunday's game?
That means he's got a chance to be available.
You have a chance to start?
No, Max can be starting.
Okay. Did we just get good news or bad news?
Bad news to me. Depending on who you are. If you're a Mac Jones fan, you got good news. If you're a Brock Purdy fan.
We're 49er fans. We're 49er fans. Was that good news that Kyle just delivered?
I got to I'm
was
being real.
Good
I got
yeah. Was it good news? Was it bad news? Or was it news?
No, I got to that is great. Hey, I'm saying good news, guys. And from the simple standpoint, if you had Mac and Martinez, now you got Mac and Brock.
Evan,
even though it's a compromised Brock.
Want to weigh in real quick? Or you didn't hear the question? Don't worry about it.
He ain't got time.
Yeah. I don't think it's the greatest news because
he's elevated.
I think what Kyle Shanahan is saying is we're kind of frustrated with his turf toe. He's making progress. We'd like it to be faster, but now we're at a point where we got to push him a little bit. Maybe that's what's going on.
What's the question?
The question is, when is the Warriors Summit? And it's Thursday, November 6th, live from Jack's Restaurant and Bar in Pleasant Hill. All hosts together again discussing the Warriors season. We're going to do it a little bit differently this time around. We're going to be 9 games into the season this year. Willard and Dibbs from 2 to 4. All the hosts from 4 to 6 at Jack's Restaurant and Bar in Pleasant Hill. We'll have great prizes, drink specials, your chance to meet all the hosts. Once again, next Thursday, November 6th, Pleasant Hill. And that segment was brought to you by Moderna.
I think you just answered your own question.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now.
Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.